Well, even though it lost a big chunk of its federal funding due to Trump administration cuts to AmeriCorps, a local nonprofit has managed to keep its summer program running. But with just a few weeks left in summer, or, well, actually, it's more like 2 months left in summer, the organization is now turning its attention to the fall and how it will support academic progress moving forward. The story from WTOP's Liz Anderson.
When Aspire After School Learning lost its funding in April, CEO Paula Finbo tells WTOP the cuts eliminated 30% of their operating budget.
We knew that if we weren't able to close that funding gap, one out of three of our kids would lose access to our programming.
The nonprofit's private fundraiser, Rising Together, is helping fill that gap. Finbo says parents and students also want to be part of the solution.
This past weekend, they organized a lemonade stand and bake sale and sold some of their art projects and ended up making a little over $2,000 at a local farmer's market.
Aspire is looking at the next couple of years as they regroup from the funding cuts. Finbo estimates the current need is
an additional $130,000.
That means about $260,000 for the next two school years.
That way, we know that we can serve them this year as well as next year while we continue to look at more sustainable or different kind of funding streams.
Liz Anderson, WTOP News.